Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
We cannot be celebrating 25 years after the UN Convention on Biological Diversity. Community forest management and agroecology are the future. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity. However, we cannot be celebrating. The planet is facing serious environmental degradation, and the necessary measures to counteract it are not being taken, warned activist Rita Waga with Environmental Rights Action, Friends of the Earth, Nigeria. The environmentalist, who's part of the steering group at the Forest and Biodiversity Program of Friends of the Earth International, the largest network of grassroots environmental organizations in the world, drew attention to the great loss of biodiversity suffered by humanity.
We cannot be celebrating 25 years of action for biodiversity in a world that is being killed instead of being safeguarded. There's a lot of degradation and there's a lot of life being threatened on Earth. If we're talking about celebrating 25 years of action for biodiversity, I think it's not the right time to do so because there are a lot of issues that pertains to biodiversity loss, and actions are not being taken to making sure that these problems are being resolved. For example, our oceans have become a habitat for plastics. It has become a habitat for oil pollution. Aquatic lives have been lost. Mangroves are dying by the day as a result of oil pollution, for example, in the Niger Delta in Nigeria, which has one of the richest wetlands in the world. Is currently being threatened by oil pollution by transnational companies. And a lot of aquatic life have gone extinct. A lot of diverse plant species have gone extinct as a result of that. Africa has 8 of the world's 34 biodiversity hotspots in the world, and also 1/4 of the world's 4,700 mammal species. But these animals have been threatened. 49 countries in Africa have national biodiversity strategies and action plans. But it's more like a med document because the reality does not show that these action plans are being adhered to. So implementation is forced. So we cannot be celebrating when there are a lot of loopholes. We have beautiful and attractive action plans. But in reality, are they really been implemented? Africa has more than 2,000 bird species, but most of these species are being threatened and we're losing them day by day. More than 40 to 60,000 plant species. And we say we are safeguarding life on Earth when there are a lot of destructive practices that impact on these life forms. For example, there is an increase in large-scale industrial plantations, which is threatening a lot of forests in Africa. And these forests are going down on their knees, and a lot of plant and animal species are being destroyed as a result of industrial plantations by transnational companies. We have a lot of mining companies that are springing or taking over our landscapes, all in the name of mining. And they are also doing it in protected areas. Forest reserves are being taken over by mining companies. These are threats to biological diversity. There are a lot of unregulated logging for international timber trade. These are affecting a lot of our animals. Biological diversity, including our forests, are being threatened as a result of this unregulated logging. Construction of mega projects are going on in some landscapes in Africa. Our biodiversity are threatened. Now the Secretariat of the Convention on Biological Diversity is celebrating 25 years of action for biodiversity. I think that is wrong. It is not right to celebrate because lives are being destroyed on Earth. All life forms are being threatened, especially biological diversity. And we are saying no, that we need to have a rethink. We need to look inward and see how we can bring solutions that can promote all life forms, not rubber stamp policies and action plans that are not implemented. We think the way to go about it is to put the management of these resources in the hands of the people that are custodians to it, not putting it in the hands of transnational companies. Community forest management methods and technique is the solution, and that's what we are promoting. Agroecology is a solution because that is one of the solutions that we are promoting. You cannot be promoting red because this is an unsustainable solution. So we are saying that for our forest and biological diversity to be safe, we need to put these in the hands of community. And that means they are the best custodians of these resources. Community forest management is a solution. That means putting conservation, putting forests in the hands of communities who are the best custodians and keepers of these resources. By the time you put these resources in the hands of communities who have managed these forests and biodiversity for centuries, then we'll be able to keep these resources. But when you put it in the hands of companies, it means we're going to lose them. We have to think of how we have to promote and support community forest management methods, because that's the solution. And we cannot continue to promote industrial agricultural business because it's destructive and it does not support local food system. And that's why we are promoting agroecology, which is a form of agriculture that smallholders promote, which is sustainable, which is nutritious, which is not toxic because it does not rely on agrotoxins or agrochemicals that destroy the natural ecosystem, including biological diversity of plants and animal species. Different countries across Africa are already key into this because we feel that's the way forward. And countries are beginning to implement joint projects to create more understanding on the link and the solution relating to agroecology and community forest management methods, and is yielding significant results. And communities are beginning to resist every form of unfriendly environmental practices that hampers and impacts the forest and biological diversity of plants and animals. So it's a welcome development in Africa, and many countries are key into this solution because that is the future. That is what the guardian of life forms means, and we'll continue to promote it as Friends of the Earth Africa and other member groups across the Federation. We should continue to prioritize biodiversity issues instead of making it like a political statement and not really doing the real implementation of the work relating to biodiversity preservation and safeguarding of life forms. We should continue to prioritize it, and it's too early to celebrate 25 years. We think it is ill-timed for the Secretariat of the International Convention on Biological Diversity to be celebrating 25 years of action for biodiversity, when in the recent, we're having more destruction of all life forms, both plants and animal species, in Africa and across the world.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications. By Fowai.